When the beaches trembled, author Zach Morris and former Blue Angel pilot Scott Kartvit coming up.
And hut! Welcome to the Veterans Voice presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studios in partnership with podcast channel sponsors, Medicare mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, Wirenut Home Services. And now, here's your host, Mike Lewis.
This is the Veterans Voice from Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. You can subscribe to our podcast by going to veteransvoice.us. That's veteransvoice.us. You'll get an alert every time a new podcast drops, and you can listen to us on any of the major podcast apps that are out there. I am so excited. When I was told that I had an opportunity to interview our next guest, it was like, yes, how fast can we get him on? His name is Scott Kartvit. If you watched the new Top Gun movie, Maverick, you saw Scott. Now, you didn't see his face, but you saw his skill sets because he is a former Blue Angel pilot with the United States Navy and was flying in one of the scenes in Top Gun. Scott, your call sign, by the way, intake. It is such an honor to have you on the Veterans Voice.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. And it's a pleasure to be here with you today. So thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely. Now, you're actually recording this. You're in California. What, for a big air event? Is that correct?
Well, we're getting ready for San Francisco Fleet Week, and I fly for the Patriot jet team. And so we're out here doing a practice today, loops to music, as we like to say. So I'm in California getting ready to go fly some jets.
Well, tell us, how did you get the role in Top Gun Maverick? How did that all come about?
Well, in short, one of the reasons for the successes that I have had in life is because I say yes, because yes opens doors and creates opportunities. And I was running United Airlines demonstration team. We fly out in San Francisco, and I train the pilots to fly the 747 and now the 777-300ER, one of our big wide-body airplanes. And the Patriot jet team was out here, and they were looking for a pilot. And I knew one of the pilots on the team, and he said, "Hey, we're looking for a guy. Are you interested?" And I said, "Yes." And the next thing I knew, I was doing loops to music with the owner of the team, Randy Howell. Randy ended up asking me to join the team, and he put in a cinematography contract bid for Maverick. And he won that bid, and so we had the opportunity to train the actors and actresses out in California in December of 2018. And then when they needed stunt pilots to film the final fight scene, not to give any spoilers to the movie for those that haven't seen it, but the last 6 minutes of flying in the movie, Randy asked me if I would be one of those pilots. And so my life has gone full circle. I joined the Navy because of Top Gun, and then I got to fly in Maverick, and it's really special to me and our family.
What a cool story. I also understand that Tom Cruise, the star, is a pilot himself in real life.
He is, and he's an exceptional pilot, and he trained in the L-39 as well, and he is an exceptional formation pilot and is very competent and capable.
Scott, how many years were you with the Blue Angels?
I flew with them for 3 years, 2000 to 2002. I was the number 7 pilot, did all the VIP rides and the narrator for the shows, and then I was the opposing solo pilot in 2001 and the lead solo pilot in 2002.
Love watching the Angels perform. Never, ever get tired of it. Scott, as you look back at your spectacular Navy career, is there any one event or any one mission that still stands out in your mind?
You know, honestly, I get recognized for the time on the Blues and certainly now having flown in Maverick, but what I am most proud of are the 91 combat missions and the 5 deployments with the men and women of our Navy and Marine Corps. Any particular mission... there was one where there was a special forces group that was pinned down by 2 opposing forces, and they were trapped, and we got called in to assist them and neutralize the enemy, and we were able to do that, and there were no coalition lives lost, and they were able to escape and continue with their mission. So that one was very memorable to me.
Now let's go ahead, and I want to change the topic just a little bit, something on a more serious note. You are the director of the Blue Angels Foundation, but when I said serious note, there's some issues out there that your foundation is addressing.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate you bringing that up, Mike, because like I said, what I'm most proud of in my service was executing the mission in Iraq and Afghanistan. And now, although retired, I have the opportunity to continue to support our veterans. We have a mental health crisis in the country. We're losing 22 veterans per day to suicide. And the mission of the Blue Angel Foundation is quite simply to prevent veteran suicide. And we have partnered with the Wounded Warrior Care Network and Wounded Warrior Project, who are working with a number of different hospitals, Emory in Atlanta, Mass General in Boston, Rush in Chicago, UCLA Medical Center. And we use the foundation to raise dollars to help prevent veteran suicide.
Just briefly, Scott, as you've worked with mental health experts, what is driving that rate? That is terrible. Well, one suicide is one suicide too many, but 22 a day.
Yeah, well, I mean, these young men and women who are given incredible authority and responsibility over the course of a 21-year war, it takes its toll. And they come back here where they are making life and death decisions overseas, and they come back and they have a hard time finding a job and reintegrating back into normal civilian life. And it's hard because you leave your team, you take off your uniform, and you're no longer part of that incredible organization that is our military, and there's a lack of purpose. And so we help raise money. It takes $5,000 for a two-week outpatient program to work our veterans through a post-traumatic stress protocol, or $20,000 for an inpatient program. And they're worth our time. They gave us their all, and it is a great honor for me to help raise money and give it back to help save their lives.
Well, that is terrific that you're doing that. I understand that there is a partnership that is in development right now between the Blue Angels Foundation and Mount Carmel.
Yeah, there is. And what I've talked to Bob McLaughlin about, you know, he does some amazing work there. And there is a tremendous opportunity to raise funds for veteran housing that is right next to Mount Carmel Service Center, where we could provide housing and allow the veterans to work through the service center for behavioral health, resume building, job skills, go through all of the protocols that Bob and his remarkable team provide to our veterans. And the only thing they're missing is that housing piece. And so we're working together to see if we can't raise some funds and build or buy some housing near the service center.
Yeah, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, for those folks who are listening in other areas of the country, is located in Colorado Springs. And Scott, one of the biggest issues we're hearing right now is affordable housing in the Colorado Springs area. That's a big, big thing that needs to be addressed.
It really is. And they're building fast. But as you and I know, Colorado Springs is a remarkable place to live. And with Fort Carson and Peterson and the Air Force Academy, we have a lot of veterans need our help and need affordable housing. So hopefully we can help with that.
Scott, if someone wants to help out the Blue Angels Foundation, maybe they want to donate some time, donate some money, how do they reach you?
Yeah, really simple. Text the message TGM for Top Gun Maverick to the cell phone number 91999, and it will pop up on your phone. Takes literally only 79 seconds to help save a veteran's life. So text the message TGM, the initials for Top Gun Maverick, to 91999. Fill out the form, donate, and help us build some housing here in Colorado Springs for our veterans, and help us give back to them who have given so much.
Scott Intake Cartvet, it was a pleasure. I hope to meet you in person here soon one day. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Veterans Voice continues in just a moment.
You're listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the WireNet Home Services. We will return after these messages.
Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University Military Edition is coming to Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. This is Veterans Voice host Mike Lewis. Learn a proven step-by-step plan to save for emergencies and pay off debt fast. This 9-week course begins Wednesday night, August 17th at 6:30 and is open to all active duty, reserve, retired, former military, and family members. Call 719-772-7000, 719-772-7000 today and sign up for the special military discounted rate of $25 per family. Veterans Voice is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum and Mountain View Medical Group, part of Optum, offers 20 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Optum primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. Optum is dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit OptumCare.com/Colorado to learn more and schedule your appointment today. That's OptumCare.com/Colorado. Learn more today.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA, originated from the Optum Podcast Studio, in partnership with podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the Wirenut Home Services. And here's your host, Mike Lewis.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice from the Optum Studio. Mike Lewis joining you from Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Our next guest, I cannot wait to dive into this interview with Zach Morris. He is a senior financial analyst, published author, expertise in purchasing, logistics, financial analysis, and a whole lot more. Zach is joining us near Los Angeles, California. Welcome to the Veterans Voice.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me on.
I want to talk about the book, When the Beaches Trembled.
Okay, so the book, it was a product of over 10 years, and how it all started was it all began with my grandfather, Stephen Gansberger, who served in World War II in the United States Navy aboard two different LCIs. It stands for Landing Craft Infantry. The Landing Craft Infantry were very special little ships in World War II that were created at the very beginning that were tasked with the job of delivering our troops to enemy-held beaches. And I sat down with my grandfather on May 18th, 2011, and I interviewed him about his experiences during World War II. And the original plan was I wanted to interview him over the course of the whole summer of 2011 because he saw so much action, and he was in seven different campaigns during World War II. And, you know, I sat down with him and we talked a whole lot and glossed over a whole lot of details. But unfortunately, 2 days later, on May 20th, 2011, he passed away. And up until that point in time, I knew a lot about World War II, but the LCIs were a whole new subject matter to me. I'd never heard of him before talking to him. And the more that he had gone on and on about the subject, I really wanted to learn more. And slowly but surely, as I got involved with the, as you mentioned earlier, the USS Landing Craft Infantry National Association, it's a veterans association for the LCI guys from World War II. And the more I got involved and the more I learned, I realized like these are stories that have really never been told before, either in books or cinema or anything, like few and far in between these stories. So I really wanted to publish a book, and, you know, eventually I did publish it back in February. So
it was fortuitous that you were able to sit down with your grandfather before he passed away, because once we lose that generation, those stories are gone.
Oh, absolutely.
When you were growing up as a young kid around your grandfather, how much detail did he share about his experience?
Well, I really wish I would have recorded every single time that he would tell me stories, because he would talk about a whole bunch of different subject matter. But most of the stories had to do with like the battles he was in, like the first one, like the Battle of Rendova Harbor. And then, of course, his last campaigns, which were the most deadly and brutal, the ones where he lost, you know, one of his best friends in a kamikaze attack in the Philippines. And, you know, he every once in a while would get involved in the details. But like most of the guys from that generation, is he really did hardly ever talk about it. And I'm really glad, and I was so fortunate to be able to catch him, you know, right before he passed away and get the stories that I did.
How old was your grandfather when he went in the Navy?
So he was 18. He enlisted the day he turned 18 years old. So when Pearl Harbor was attacked in December of 1941, he had just turned 17 a few months prior to that. And his parents had a strict rule that he was not allowed to enlist until he turned 18. So he did eventually enlist in August of 42, and that's where his journey began.
I've heard that many times as I've listened to the that after Pearl Harbor happened, there were a lot of people of his generation that decided they want to enlist and make a difference in fighting the enemy at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, tell us about the LCIs. How were they crucial to the Allied victory in World War II?
So the LCIs were crucial to victory in World War II because they did a host of things. As I kind of touched on a little bit before, their main primary role, especially when World War II began, was they were tasked with landing our troops, our Marines and our soldiers onto enemy-held beaches. But they also did a bunch of other things also. As the war progressed and we realized that we needed a special type of ship to continue to protect the troops as they were landing, they developed a role in which they, during the bombardment, when the Allies would bombard the enemy-held islands before the invasions, the LCIs would go in on the front lines with the little Higgins boats and the LCVPs that you see in movies like Saving Private Ryan, and they continued to protect the troops as they were coming in. But they also did a lot of other things, like they provided smoke screens for the big capital ships, like the battleships and the aircraft carriers. They acted as little firefighters, because they could get in cramped type spaces and fight fires as they were raging. But they also did a lot of miscellaneous stuff that was crucial. Like they would deliver mail, movies, fuel. They would evacuate refugees. They would transport POWs. So they were like little workhorses when they weren't directly involved in the invasions.
And at the beginning of World War II, the LCIs, like all landing craft, were part of the U.S. Navy's newly created amphibious forces. What was that?
So for those who aren't familiar, amphibious warfare, putting the two movements together, landing from the ocean and then fighting on land, that was considered amphibious warfare. And at the beginning of World War II, we had never really had mass mechanized amphibious warfare like we needed in World War II. So after the disaster at Dunkirk, it was really the British that showed us a shining example of the need and the necessity for having an amphibious force. So the amphibious forces was a brand new branch of the U.S. Navy at the time, in which it was composed of all of the different landing craft and landing ships that, as I mentioned, were tasked with landing on enemy-held beaches, landing on beaches where there wasn't an established port, just pull right up onto the beach and drop the ramp and be able to deliver all of the different types of troops and supplies that we needed. But they were special because they were designed to have flat bottoms. So they could roll right onto the beach and get really close to land. But because of those flat bottoms, it also had some negatives where because of the design, they felt every wave. So as they had to cross entire oceans, most of these guys were seasick across the entire trip. So it really made for a difficult trip.
We're talking to author Zach Morris. The book is called When the Beaches Trembled. Zach, there are many people that make the Veterans Voice happen, a lot of folks behind the background. One of those folks is Ted Robertson, and his late father, James Douglas Robertson, is also featured in your book because he served on the USS LCI 64. Can you tell us about that ship, the Lucky 64? How did it get its name?
Oh, man. Okay, so James Douglas Robertson was one of my favorite interviews that I did. Out of all the guys over the decade that I took to write the book, his was definitely one of my favorites. He was such a great guy. He actually wrote a book also in 2012 titled Robbie that I read before pulling some parts from the book. Now, he served, as you said, on the LCI 64. My grandpa served on the 65, so they were in the same flotilla group, so they were in most of the same battles together. Now, as the war progressed and the Japanese started to use the kamikaze attack, the purposeful, intentional suicide crash dives into ships, the LCIs would get targeted also, even though they weren't the big capital ships like aircraft carriers and battleships. And so according to my records, as I'm going through writing the book, I'm noticing in these official action reports and war diaries that the LCI 64 had at least 4 near misses of kamikaze attacks, meaning that there were at least 4 kamikazes that intentionally tried to crash into the LCI 64 that luckily just barely missed each time. And there could quite possibly be more than 4 incidents. So after that 4th near miss near the end of the war in Luzon in January of 1945, the crew coined the nickname for their ship, the Lucky 64, because it just got so lucky, whereas other LCIs, like my grandpa's LCI 65 or, the LCI 70, they didn't get so lucky. They actually did get targeted and got hit by kamikazes and lost guys.
Sounds like a terrific story. Another reason why we've got to get your book. Never Forget: Sacrifices of the Greatest Generation and the Role That the LCIs Played in World War II. Zach, the name of the book, once again, tell us.
When the Beaches Trembled, The Incredible True Story of Steven Gansberger and the LCIs in World War II. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online.
All right. Thanks for your time and look forward to reading that book.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. A great story. You are listening to The Veteran's Voice from Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, coming to you from the Optum Studio.
You're listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the WireNut Home Services. We will return after these messages.
Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Mike Lewis here for Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned. They're on your team for innovative, collaborative IT services to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support team is on your team. Call 719-355-2440 to learn more. That's 719-355-2440. When it's time to consider your Medicare options, it's time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Veteran-owned Medicare Mentors is a long-standing Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they're there lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com or call 719-886-3377. That's 719-886-3377. Every season brings a new strain on your home systems. Mike Lewis here for Veterans Voice partner, the WireNut Home Services. You can count on the WireNut to handle your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. They're family-owned and proud to employ honest, hard-working Coloradans. So when you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, the WireNut does that. Call 719-399-5021. That's 719-399-5021. The WireNut Home Services.
Welcome back to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA, originating from the Optum Podcast Studio, in partnership with podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the WireNut Home Services. And here's your host, Mike Lewis.
Coming to you from the Optum Studio at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, Paul Price, Director of Operations, standing by. Some exciting things just around the corner. But before we get to Paul, a big thank you to our sponsors, presenting sponsor USAA. And again, coming to you from the Optum Podcast Studio. Also want to thank our podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors. Technology is sponsored by Colorado Computer Support, and our supporting partner, the WireNut Home Services. We could not do all the wonderful things we're doing for veterans without our sponsors, and we really, really appreciate it. Paul, it's always good to see you. You are just one busy individual, and I know you got a lot coming up at Mount Carmel.
Mike, a lot of good things are going on, and I appreciate the Veterans Voice taking the time to spotlight our programs that's taking care of the community here.
All right, so what would you like to share with us first?
A couple of hot items coming up, and I want to spotlight these. The first one is going to kick off on the 17th of August, and we've been talking about this for several weeks now, but we're pretty excited about it. It's Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. We've run this several times out of Mount Carmel with support from volunteers, and this program has really... Literally has changed people's lives. So I want to let people know that it's available. There's a small fee, a greatly reduced fee. I think it's $25 for the entire family. And we would love to have people sign up for that. We've got several people already signed up, but we have room for more. And that's going to kick off on the 17th of August, and it'll run through the 12th of October. The group meets once a week. As a group, and we are taking reservations now. They can give us a call at 719-772-7000. That'll be the front desk there at Mount Carmel.
And Paul, I like to those of us who have been in the military, we like to go to businesses and say, do you give a military discount? I just want to add that there's a big military discount here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center for Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. If you were to go out in the community and pay for this full price, it's over $100.
Oh,
military
easily.
Discount, $25. Take advantage of it. It's taught by Mark and Mary Schuster. They're going to do a great job.
Yes, they do it every time, and they've got a following of graduates which come back and talk to the group. So if you need some help with your finances just from an educational perspective, or you need some help digging out, this is the class for you. Check it out.
All right, what else you got? You had a full piece of paper there. I'm looking at it right now. I know you can't see that on the radio, but that's okay.
So we're doing another partner event up in Woodland Park. It'll be on the 19th and 20th of August. That's a Friday and a Saturday. It's called Salute to Americans Veterans Rally. And literally 1,000 people show up there. We'll have a booth set up along with several other support agencies taking care of the veterans. And we ask people to just come out. It's free. Come up and meet our team. And we've got some new items to hand out. So we encourage folks to come out on either Friday. Saturday will be a significant ceremony. We're going to spotlight our Volunteer of the Year. Bob McLaughlin, our executive director, is doing a presentation there. So come out on Friday or come to the big ceremony on Saturday.
All right. What else is on the agenda?
Well, we're going into a busy time of the year. So although people think of Mount Carmel as veterans, it must be November. Be assured we've got a lot of other items going on. So I ask folks that are listening to look at our website underneath events, and they're all listed out. We have our schedule of classes that are being held. If you got any questions, that's why we've got Greet and Connect. Our triage out front can answer any of the questions. If you have questions about partner programs, we can connect you to the right folks there as well.
All right. And Paul, I just also want to let folks know we've redesigned the way that you can follow us and like us and get the podcast notifications. Go to veteransvoice.us. That's veteransvoice.us. And then you can click on a little button that's available, and then you'll get notified every time there's a new podcast available. And we love it when folks share the great things that Mount Carmel is doing.
Thanks for your time.
All right. Paul Price, Director of Operations at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, coming to you from the Optum Studio. Thank you again to all of our sponsors, and take advantage of Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University Military Edition. It is filling up at $25. That's your military discount. You've earned it. Take advantage of it, and we'll see you again soon. Paul, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Mike.
You've been listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDL News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.
Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University Military Edition is coming to Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. This is Veterans Voice host Mike Lewis. Learn a proven step-by-step plan to save for emergencies and pay off debt fast. This 9-week course begins Wednesday night, August 17th at 6:30, and is open to all active duty, reserve, retired, former military, and family members. Call 719-772-7000, 719-772-7000 today, and sign up for the special military discounted rate of $25 per family.